Thank you very much for coming, Chodesh Tov. And we dedicate our learning in memory of the Neshama of Meira Chaya, Nechama Bracha, Aleha Shalom, Bas David Mordechai Sheyichye, and for Refua Shalema, for the Tinok, Yaakov Moshe Ben Shani, and Baruch for Heshmat Bat Kafiat, Kafayat. All right, so we begin now a new perek, which continues the discussion of the last chapter. In the last chapter, now beginning the second chapter of Masechet Tmura, we mentioned that the law of Tmura, the prohibition, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir oso, and if he does try to swap the karban, v'hayahu tmurasu yekodesh, the animal and the potential swap animal are both holy. He gets lashes for it. Tmura doesn't apply to all things. For example, ain't tmura osa tmura. The Mishnah said if something is itself only holy because of a tmura process, it cannot create tmura on another animal. We said that there's an argument whether the vlad, the child of an animal, can create tmura. And we said in the last Mishnah that a karban tzibur, a karban owned by the community, let's say the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, today's Rosh Chodesh, the musaf of Shabbos, there's no ability to do tmura on such a karban. Now, as to the reason why, we saw that there was an argument, either because tmura is linked to maaser behema, maaser behema is not a karban tzibur, it's an individual is obligated in maaser behema, or it's from the words, lo yachlifenu, said in the singular, not said in the plural, to show you that a plural-owned karban doesn't have the option of tmura. So that leads us into this parak and this mishnah, which takes us a little bit outside of tmura, just general differences between a karban owned by an individual and a karban owned by the nation. Yesh b'karbanos yachid, she'en b'karbanos hatzibur, yesh b'karbanos hatzibur, she'en b'karbanos hayachid. There are some laws that only apply to a karban tzibur, they don't apply to a karban yachid. Other laws only apply to a karban yachid, to a sacrifice owned by an individual, they don't apply to a sacrifice owned by the nation, like the musaf sacrifices of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, or Yom Tov. All right, some of the differences. Karban HaSayachid Osin Tmura, that's what got us into this discussion. A karban owned by an individual can create Tmura. And Karban HaSatzibur Osin Tmura, the karbanos owned by the nation, whether it be the musaf of Shabbos or the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, or the Karban Tamid, they don't have the ability to create Tmura, and that's either, as we learned yesterday, from the words Lo Yachti Fenev Lo Yamir Osa, which is singular, or from the fact that Tzmura is linked to Maaser Behema. There's no such thing as Maaser Behema owned by the Tzibur. Other differences. Karbanos Hayachid Noagos Ben Bischar Ben Akevos. Individual karbans, they apply with animals that are male and animals that are female. So when you want to bring, let's say, a karban shlamim, you can have a male animal as your shlamim or a female animal as your shlamim. Karbanos Hatzibur, but when you talk about communal karbanos, so those are only males. A noagin ela bischar. Let's say karban tamid is an ola. An ola has to be males. So all the karbanos sibur are male animals. Another difference. Karbanos hayachid chayav b'achriyusin v'achrayis nischehen. Let's say you promise to bring a karban shlam, which comes with wine, with libations, and you didn't do it. Right? You know, you promised a week before Pesach you'd bring the karban, you didn't do it. So you make it up. You're responsible to make it up. So you make it up later. However, karbanos hatzibur, when it comes to communal karbanos, in chayavim b'ach v'yusam v'lo b'ach prayis nischehen, there is no such thing as making it up. If you didn't bring the karban of Shabbos, you can't say, oh, next Shabbos I'll bring two karbanos. You can't say, on Sunday I'll make it up. That's it. Avar zmano batel karbano. The time passed, the karban is done. So there's no making up the karban or the wine libations of the karban in communal karbanos. Aval, now, there is some degree of responsibility to make up. Let's say on Shabbos you brought the karbanos, musaf of Shabbos, but you didn't bring the wine libations that are supposed to accompany that karban. So the wine libations can be made up, and you can make them up later once you brought the core karban, the animal karban. All right, another difference. There are laws that only apply to communal karbanos, but they don't apply to an individual's karban. A karban tzibur overrules Shabbos. even though you're not allowed to slaughter on Shabbos, it's one of the malachos, Netilas Neshama, to take a life, you're allowed to do it as part of a karban. Which karban? If I promise to bring a shlam, I can go on Shabbos and have my shlam slaughtered on Shabbos? No. A karban tzibur, a communal karban, can be slaughtered on Shabbos. The karban tzame, the karban musaf, the karban asav yom tov, they can be slaughtered on Shabbos. And it's dochet tumah. That takes us back to Masechet Yuma, Masechet Pesachim. There's the concept called tumah huchib tzibur. If the majority of the nation is tameh, then we can bring a karban even though we are tameh for a communal need. However, karbanos yachid, according to this opinion, according to the Tana Kama, a karban of an individual, einan dochas loas haShabbos, it's never going to overrule Shabbos, loas haTumah, nor would it overrule the laws of impurity. Rabbi Meir, says, that's not really true. Halo chavite kohen gadol, the karban chavitin, that is the loaves that the kohen gadol brings every day. Uparsh Yom Kippurim, or the bull that the kohen gadol brings on Yom Kippur, which is the par of the kohen gadol, the bull of the kohen gadol. Karbanos hayachidim, these are individual owned karbans. And nevertheless, v'dochnas haShabbos, they do overrule Shabbos. V'esatumah, they would overrule impurity. All right, so Rabbi Meir says it's not the issue of karban yachid not overruling, it's zmano kavua v'zmana eno kavua, elash zmano kavua. Those karbanos that have a set time, even if that set time is for an individual's karban, it can overrule Shabbos. Karbanos that don't have a set time will not overrule Shabbos, but this point is not a distinction between communal versus individual. So again, the Mishnah has a list of differences between a communal karban and an individual's karban. A communal karban doesn't have the ability to do tmura, individual's karban does. A communal karban only applies to male animals, an individual's karban applies to male and female animals. A communal karban, there's really no makeup, you're not responsible for it. If you didn't do it, you can't do it then later. An individual's karban, there is a makeup. A communal karban, though, if you brought the karban, you could still make up later the wine libations. A communal karban overrules Shabbos and the law of impurity. An individual's karban does not overrule Shabbos and the law of impurity. And here, Meir disagrees. No, an individual's karban also could overrule Shabbos and impurity. It just depends on whether the karban has a set time or not.
Rabbi, does that mean the whole community have to be tahor to bring the karban? I don't understand what
they mean. No. It overrules impurity, meaning that if the kohen is tameh, he's normally not allowed to be doing any of this.
Anyhow, either way.
But if he was doing a karban, a communal karban, it worked. So he doesn't get disqualified. Tameh. Yes. So let's say if we today, we're all tameh, if we would have permission from President Trump to build a Beit HaMikdash or build a Mizbeach, we could go and put up a Mizbeach and have Kohanim wear Big Day Kahuna, even though they're all Tamei, and they could offer Karban Tamid. A person who's Tamei is not allowed to walk onto Temple Mount. But for the sake of Karban Tamid, for the sake of the communal sacrifice, the law prohibiting impurity in the temple is pushed aside. And even the impure can do the service in the temple.
Oh, I see. Now, the korbanot and the wine, aren't they being done simultaneously?
They should be, right? Yeah. The wine should be what sets off the Levium singing.
Correct.
But if they didn't do it, then they can make it up the next day. The wine they can make up the next day. All right, so now the Gemara is going to go through the reasons for these laws. All right, starting with the first law, korban yachad oseh tmura. Karban tzibur eino oseh tmura. An individual's karban can make tmura. A communal karban cannot make tmura. Says the Gemara, is that true? Klalu, is that a rule that every individual's karban can make tmura? Varei ofos, but we learned a couple days ago, birds that are holy as karbanos, karban yachid, that's an individual's karban, veinos and tmura, that doesn't have the ability to make tmura, because the Torah says about tmura, behema, behema, an animal for an animal. This is birds, it's not an animal for an animal. Says the Gemara, all right, not every karban can do tmura. Ki katani, be behema katani. Animal karbanos of an individual can do tzmura. Really? All animal karbanos of an individual can do tzmura? Vare vlad the karban yachiru, the child of a karban. It's also holy. It's also a karban. Let's say the child of an ola. It's also an ola. Venos in tzmura doesn't have the ability to do tzmura, even though it's an individual's karban. Maybe it does. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe this mission is the view of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Avlados tzmura, who says that the child of a karban can do tzmura. Is this really true that there's a rule that every individual's karban can do tzmura? We know that if somebody has an ola and he says, my sheep Molly's an ola, I'm swapping Molly for Dolly, for my sheep Dolly. So now Dolly also becomes an ola, a tzmura ola, an ola because of tzmura. But now you can't swap dali for kate because tzmura doesn't make tzmura. So even though you have an individual's carbon, it doesn't have the ability to make tzmura. Carbon yachidi, it's an individual's carbon. Vein tzmura, so tzmura, the tzmura doesn't do tzmura. So my answer is, okay, when we said in the Mishnah an individual's carbon can do tzmura, what we mean is ki katani biikar zivcha katani. We're saying the primary carbon of an individual can do tzmura, but the child of the carbon, the swap of the carbon, maybe they can't do tzmura. That's not our point. Oh, so Asher das is lucky. Once you gave that answer, filu tamer rabbanan, you can be saying that this Mishnah follows the view of the rabbanan, the child of a carbon cannot do tzmura. It's a carbon yachid, and the Mishnah said all carbon is yachid can do tzmura. What it means is biikar zivcha katani. It means the primary carbon of a yachid can do tzmura, not the child of the primary carbon. All right, then the Mishnah gave another rule, moving away from tzmura. Karban asa yachid noagos bein b'schar bein b'nekevos. The karban of an individual can be male and it can be female. A karban of the nation can only be a male animal. Uklalu, is that really a rule that all karbanos of individuals can be male or female? Really? Vare ola, what about a karban ola? The karban yachid, if an individual donates an ola, the zachar, it can only be male. So every carbon of an individual can be male or female. It's not true. There's some carbonates of individuals that only can be male. So I said, no, an ola also can be female because Asya, I'm sorry, Zachar Asya comes as a male and the Kevel Asya doesn't come as a female. Answers the Gemara, there's sometimes an ola which is a female. When? Haik ola sa'of. If you have to bring an ola of a bird, the bird can be female too. The Tanis went to the Braisa, Thomas was Zachos with Mehema. There's a law that it has to be whole, it can't be blemished, and it has to be male when it's talking about animals. When you talk about birds, they can be blemished. When you talk about birds, they don't have to be male. All right, is this really a rule that every carbon of an individual can be either male or female? What about a carbon chatas, a sin offering that an individual sometimes has to bring? The carbon yachidi, it's an individual's carbon. When a cave asya zachar lo asya, it can only be female, it can't be male. A chatas has to be a female animal. Oh, that's not such a question. Let's say the king does a sin and he has to bring a goat. So the goat that he brings is a male goat. So there you have a chatas, which is male. Really, is this a rule? Whenever you have an individual's carbon, it could be either male or female. What about a carbon asham that an individual brings? Let's say when he's a mitzorah, leaving his saras, or he did mi'ila. The zachar asi in a cave alo asi, and asham is male and it can't be female. My answer is now, do we say that the carbonos of individuals can be male or female? What we meant was carbon de shavi ben b'yach ben b'tzibur, a carbon that applies to individuals and to a community. So we're saying if it's an individual form, it could be male or female. If it's the communal form, it can only be male. But asham b'yachid isay, there's only an asham of individuals. B'tzibur lesay never applies to a community. So that's why asham is not a question. By the same, or alternatively, I'll give you another answer about that. When the Mishnah says that an individual's carbon could be male or female, it's not saying a rule that every individual's carbon could be male or female. Because any kol carbonos, it doesn't say that all the carbonos of individuals can be male or female. Yesh be carbonos katani. It means there's some individual carbonos that can be male or female. Let's say a shlamim. My new shlamim. What is that? That's a shlamim. Iboy nekeva maisi, iboy zachar maisi. If you want to bring a female, you can bring it. If you want to bring a male animal, you can bring it. Whereas in the carbon of the community, it has to be all male. But it's not saying that all the carbonos of individuals could be male or female. So an asham is the carbon of an individual, and it can't be male or female. It has to be male. All right, then the Mishnah went on to another difference. Carbonos yachid chayavim b'achir yusa. A carbon of an individual, the person is responsible for it. If he doesn't bring it on time, he can make it up. Whereas the carbon of a community, he's not responsible for it. If he doesn't bring it on time, he can't make it up. Carbonos yachid. Chayavim b'achir yusan, carbonos of an individual, you're obligated for their responsibility. Min hanimi liyad, we know this. Tana Rabbana on the pasuk, the brisa, we learned in a brisa in regard to communal carbonos. La'akriv yishel Hashem olo mincha zevach nesachim, talking about the carbonos musaf, to bring a fire offering to Hashem, an ola, mincha, ashlamim, and wine libations. Dvar yom biyomo, the matter of the day on its day. Yom biyomo, the day of its day. Malamed, this teaches you, shekol yom kasher musaf. The whole day is kasher for the carbon musaf. But then it says biyomo, on its day. Malamed shim avra yom v'lo evian, that tells you if the day passed and he didn't bring the carbon musaf, let's say of Sukkot, on Sukkot, He's not responsible to replace it. He can't bring it anymore. Bring the matter of the day on its day, but once its day is passed, you can't bring it anymore. That's it, it's gone. Maybe you also don't bring the libations even after you brought the animal, if the day passed. That's we have another verse. The verse says about the karbanos musaf of Sukkis. Umin chasam v'niske hem, and their menachos and their libations. La parim loyim v'la kvasim. So the fact that it says min chasam v'niske hem is to teach you that even v'layla, you can even bring the nesachim on the night after you brought the karban. Says min chasam their menachos v'niskehem and their menachos and the nesachim. That's to say, even l'machar, even the next day. So you see that the nesachim has a makeup period, the next night and the next day. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish said the source that nesachim have a makeup period if the carbon was brought, because it says milvad shabsos Hashem, besides the shabbosos of Hashem. So after saying you have to bring the Zevach and the Nesachim, Dvar Yom B'Yomo, it says, Movad, Shabsos Hashem, the Shabbosos of Hashem. So that's to say that besides the Nesachim of the holiday, you also bring the Nesachim of the Shabbos that was before the holiday. In other words, the Nesachim have a makeup time. Why you bring the Nesachim of the Shabbos before the holiday on the holiday? Means you forgot to bring it on the Shabbos, you then have the next day the holiday to bring it. Sure. One second, we need both sources. Because of Rachman Milvad Shabsos Hashem, if I would have only had the Pasuk of Milvad Shabsos Hashem to say that you can bring the Nesachim past the time, once you brought the animal of it at the right time, I would think only by day, Balayla Lo, you can never bring Nesachim at night, because Karbanos are not normally brought at night, you only bring the extra limbs and fats at night. Amarka, that's why we have the pasuk min chasam v'niskehem and their menachos and their nesachim to include nesachim at night. Because rachman min chasam v'niskehem v'lo chasam v'lvad shabsos Hashem. And if we don't had the verse of min chasam v'niskehem, went out the verse of shabsos Hashem, havamina balayla in. Maybe you only have the next night to make up with the nesachim. But b'yamama, no, in the next day not. Umayishtam, why would there be a difference? I'll tell you. Mishum de bekachim halayla holech achra yom. Because in Karbanos, in the laws of Beis HaMikdash, the night always continues the day. So that's why Tzuch, I needed both psukim. I need Milvad Shabsos Hashem to say even the next day, and I need Minchasam Niskam to say even the next night. Question. Question?
Karban Hayom Kol Hayom. How could be? Musaf could be Makriv after Ben Arbaim?
Yeah, I guess you'd have to delay the Ben Arbaim too. You can delay the Ben Arbaim till the night, till right before night. They move everything to later. Good question.
Rabbi, when it says communal
Karbanos,
does that mean everybody in town chips in money to buy the animal? Or
yeah.
Beit HaMikdash is sponsoring it?
Beit HaMikdash sponsors it with the shkalim. The shkalim came from every male Jew. Every male Jew gave
club.
A half shekel. It's a man's club.
Club donation. Man's club. Man's club's giving kiddush.
All the men gave a half shekel, and they put all the half. That's right.
So
put all
the
half shekels.
The half shekel
that's right.
Half shekels.
That's okay. Right. All right. This is the brisa. So now the Gemara asks, in a sachem ikrevi balayla, can you, even in a bidi eved situation, can you pour the wine libations at night? Well, Tanya Bulund in a brisa, the verse says about the burning of the limbs. You can burn the limbs all night till the morning. I would have thought only things that are normally brought at night, like the limbs and the fats. Those are things that you can put into the fire after the sunset. They can be burned the whole night. What about things that are normally brought by day? Like the fistful of flour from the mincha, or the lavona, the spices of the mincha, or minchas nesachim, or an offering just of nesachim. You can put them into the fire right before the sun sets, and they can keep going the whole night. So Mar says, one second. You think, Mibo Hashemesh means after the sunset. You think you can put them in after the sunset? Well, Marta, but didn't we know? Don't we have a rule? Dvarim shadakni kar bayom ninu. Things that are normally brought by day, you said. Or does it have to be brought by day? Ella imbo hashem. I don't know. You can bring them right before the sun sets, and misachnen v'hochen kol alayla kula, and they can be burned the whole night through. Tamalom. That's what the verse says. Zos Torah sa'ola. This is the Torah of the Ola. Reba to include other things as well. Katani miyas. But what do you see here in this brisa? Nisachim are only brought by yom. They're brought by day. Yeah. They can be brought right before sunset, but they're brought by day. Mm-hmm. So Amram Bar Chama, Rabbi Chaim Bar Chama said, no, kash, it's not a contradiction. Khan, the first price that said you could have Nisachim at night, that just means li kadesh. You can put the Nisachim into a kli sharis at night, and it'll make them holy. If you put the Nisachim, if you didn't put the Nisachim into a kli sharis, they're not holy. So you could be mekadish them, the klisharis, the holy vessel, can make the wine holy even though the wine was put into the vessel at night. Khan, when the Braisa says that Nesachim are brought by day, it means likarif, to actually put them on the Mizbeach, that's only by day, it's not at night. Amalei Rava, so Rava said, one second, imekadshi kadshi, if at night you could put the Nesachim into the vessel, that would make them holy. Kruvi mikarvi, that would also mean that at night you have to be able to put them on the Mizbeach, put it on the altar. Because we went in a brisa, this is the rule. Kalakar bayom in kadosh elo bayom. Things that are brought by day, they can only be made holy by putting them into a holy vessel during the day. If you put, let's say, the wine into a vessel at night, since you can't pour the wine at night on the mizbeach, it also doesn't become holy. And davar akar balayla, things that can be brought at night, kadosh balayla, they can be made holy by a vessel at night too. And things that are brought, bein bayom, bein balayla, kadosh bein bayom, bein balayla. Therefore, we said no. El Amar of Yosef, Yosef said, the Braisa that said that there are certain things that are only done by day, like Nesachim, but you can do it in the end of the day and it can keep going all night. Sami minchas Nesachim, I must nisa. Take out the words Nesachim, because Nesachim don't have to be done by day, as we've been learning here, and they can be done by night too. All right, another explanation. When Rav Dimi left from Bavel and he moved to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkel Rav Yirmiyah, he met Rav Yirmiyah, the Yasev Bekam Rishmed Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, who was sitting and teaching in the name of Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. How do we know that those Nesachim that don't come on their own, but rather they are being brought with the animal, and when the animal is slaughtered, that's what makes them holy. That they can only be brought by day. Tamaloma, that's what the verse says. These you shall do to Hashem on your holidays. Besides your nedarim and nedavos, for your olos and your menachos, and for your nesachim, and for your shlamim. So the pasuk is linking shlamim to the nesachim. Ma shlamim bayom, just like the shlamim are brought by day, af nesachim bayom. So to the nesachim that come with the shlamim have to be done by day. So if you have a nesachim with the animal, it has to be done by day. So Amar, so then Rav Dimi said, I ashkechei dechsiv igarta, if I could find a person, the chasiv igarta, a guy who writes letters, Shalchi le Rav Yosef. I would send a letter right now to Rav Yosef. I would tell him, now starting Yudal and Beis, Velotis me. You don't have to erase Minchas Nesachim Masnisa. You don't have to erase the words Minchav Nesachim from the Braisa, that that's an example of something that's only done by day. We're saying that Nesachim could be brought at night, and the Braisa says Nesachim only done by day. Lokash, it's not a contradiction. When you have wine that's coming together with the carbon, because the carbon was slaughtered with the wine there, then it became holy when the carbon became holy, and it has to be brought by day, just like the carbon has to be brought by day. Khan, the Braisa that said you could bring Nesachim as a makeup, even at the night following, that's been Nesachim Abayim Bifnei Atzma. When you brought the animal, when you brought the carbon, you had no wine with it. So you bring the Nesachim on their own, you bring the Nesachim on their own, they can come even at night. So this takes us to an aside. Roger, you'll breathe easy for a couple of lines. We're not talking anymore for a second about Karbanos and Beis HaMikdash, all the stress for a Kohen to try to learn all these massive amounts of law. We just go into an aside. Is it right to write down Torah? We have a rule. The oral Torah is supposed to be oral. not supposed to be written. How did he say, oh, if I could find a scribe, I would tell him, write a letter, let's change the Brisa. Oral Torah. Oh, email. They didn't have emails. Very good.
WhatsApp.
That's good. It's not written down. How did they didn't, they're not supposed to be writing things down. Why is he writing things down? Ask the Gemara. You have a lay, you got it. He would have had a scribe. Could he send a letter to Bavel to make a change? Hi, I'm Reb Abba, Reb Chia Bar Abba. Didn't Reb Abba, the son of Reb Chia Bar Abba, say I'm Reb Yochanan, name Reb Yochanan? Kos ve'alachos, people who write down laws, kesore fatorah. It's like burning the Torah. It's terrible. You're not allowed to write down Torah. Right? Because and it's like burning Torah, because if you write down what you're not allowed to write down and there's a fire on Shabbos, you're not allowed to save it. You have to let it get burned. So he's writing Torah being burned. Halamin man, if you learn from a book, not learning by heart, ain't a note till schar, you get no reward. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmeni, Rabbi Yehuda the son of Nachmeni, the translator of Rish Lakish interpreted. The verse says, Kasav Echad Omer, Ksav L'chas Advar Mele, write these words for yourselves. Kasav Echad Omer, another verse says, Ki Al Pi Advar Mele, for based on the words that are said, to tell you, what's said orally is not allowed to be written down. What's written down, you now to know them orally. Since it says, write these things, these are what you can write. But other things you can't write, what can't you write? You can't write oral law, you can't write halachos. So what, why was Reb Dimi saying, oh, if I could find someone, he would write, there's a change here. How could you write anything? You're not allowed to write things as oral law. Oral law is supposed to be oral, not written down. Says the Gemara Ami, they said in the yeshiva, Dilma mil sacharatishani. Maybe there's a difference when there's a chiddush, there's a new idea. A new idea, people don't know about it. So how are you going to get it to Bavel? That you write down, you send to Bavel. The Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shlakish, we know the Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shlakish, Ma'ayni besifra da'agadat ha'shabsa. They used to learn from books of stories, agados on Shabbos, from the books. Ah, you know that they're reading oral Torah from the written text. They would say like this. The verse says, "Eis lasus l'Hashem," when it's a time to do for God's sake. Now, do you mean well? Then eferu Torah secha, you can violate some of the laws. You mean well? Right? How did they create Torah schools for women? The Rambam says men are obligated to learn Torah, not women. How did they create Torah schools for women? This pasuk, Eis Lasus L'Hashem. They meant well. They saw that if women wouldn't have Torah schools, then you would not have a community anymore. Women were getting secular education. How could they not have Torah education? We have to do it. So they created Torah schools for women too. So the same is what happened here. We shouldn't be writing down any of this. We shouldn't be reading Gemara. Gemara is oral Torah. How could we be reading a text? The answer is it meant well. They knew for the sake of God to preserve the tradition, that it not be forgotten. They have to write it down. So even though there was a law not to write down, the law has to go by the wayside. Eis lasus l'Hashem. It's a time to do for God. Eferu Torah secha. So Amri, they said in the yeshiva, mutav te'akir Torah. It's okay to uproot Torah, to break a law. The law is not to write down. We're going to break it. We're going to write down. Al tishtakach Torah miYisrael. The Torah not be forgotten. When the whole tradition faces a threat, we have to let go of one law or another law to save the entirety of the tradition.
That's
so,
exactly.
So that's what's going on here. All right, this was a nice little aside. Took us away from Kachin. Now we go back into Tzmura. All right. Nesachim, the wine libations that accompany Karbanos. We said if you didn't bring it with the Karban, you can bring it the next night. You can bring it the following night. Amar Rav Papa said, now that we said that when you bring the Nesachim on their own, they can be brought at night. Nizdamnu Nesachim Balayla. Let's say you have wine for the Nesachim that you only get at night. You never made it holy in a Klisharis. Makdishin Balayla. You put it into a holy vessel. That's what makes it holy. Umakriven, and then you bring it. Amler Rav Yosef read Rav Shmaya. Rav Papa, Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Shmaya, said to Rav Papa, Tana de Messiah, have a brisa that proves you right. Say, Akhlal, this is the brisa, this is the rule. Kalakari Bayom, things that are brought by day in Okadosh El Bayom can only be made holy in a holy vessel during the day. Kalakari Balayla was brought by night. Kadosh Balayla can be made holy at night. So therefore, when you have Nesachim, you can bring it at night, you can also consecrate them at night. Amar Ravada Barahava said, however, Valos HaShachar Poselos Behen. We know that once a carbon passes its time, it becomes disqualified through what's called lina. So if you put this wine into a holy vessel at night, once the morning begins, once it starts to get light, it's disqualified. Ke'evarim, like the limbs of a carbon tamid. All right, another story. Ki'asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came back from Israel to Bavel, Amar, he said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rav Shimon Yod Tzadok, in the name of Rav Shimon Yod Tzadok, the pasuk says in last week's parsha about the Karbanos Musaf, Eilu tasu l'Hashem b'muadeichem, these are what you should do for God in your holidays. Eilu chovos habos chova baregel. These are the obligations that have to be brought on Yom Tov. These are obligations of Yom Tov. And it says, Levad minidrechem minidvoseichem, besides, your nedarim and nedavos, limit on the nedarim and nedavos. That tells you that if somebody promised a karban, shekrevim uchol shamoit, that can be brought also on chol hamoit. Then it says, le'olo seichem, b'me'akos medar, what's that referring to? E'olas nader, if it's referring to an ola that a person promised, reik for amr nedrechem, it already says by the words nedrechem, you can bring that on chol hamoit. E'olas nedavos, if it's referring to a donated ola, reik for amr nedvoseichem, it also says that. Your nedavos can be brought on chol hamoit. Ha'ena medar, le'olas yoledes v'olas mitzora. If a woman gave birth, or if somebody is a mitzora becoming pure, he can bring his carbon ola on chol hamoed. Then when it says u'minchos seichem and your menachos, what's that referring to? Ibn minchas nedarik for am. If it's talking about a mincha that was donated, it said nedrechem. Ibn minchas nedav. If it said a mincha that's a gift, nedava reik for am. It also said nedvos seichem. It's referring to a mincha which is for a sin offering, or a minchas knos, or a mincha of a sota that also can be brought on chol hamoed. And then when it says l'niskeichem l'shal meichem and your nesachem and your shlamim, makash nesachem l'shlamim, it's linking nesachem to shlamim, shlamim bayom, just like shlamim are only brought by day, af nesachem bayom, nesachem are also only brought by day. And when it says l'shal meichem, the rabbi shal mei nazir, the shlam of a nazir can also be brought on chol hamoed. All right, this is all a lesson from Reb Shimon ben Yotzadok. Amalei Abaye said to Rav Dimi, V'lei marmar, why don't you say that l'shal meichem means shal mei Pesach? Let's say the carbon chagiga that's brought on the 14th of Nisan. If you didn't bring it on the 14th, you could bring it on chol hamoed. De'i shal mei nazir, if you're going to say it's just coming to include a shlam of a nazir, that could be brought on chol hamoed. Well, that's already included from the nedrechem and nedvoseichem, because it's a nidav v'nidavu. It's something that you can donate. It's anu l'dinu b'raisa. Zachal is the rule kosher nidav v'nidav karb b'bamas yachid. Whatever can be donated can be brought on a private karb, on a private altar. She'enu nidav v'nidav v'nidav karb b'bamas yachid. What's not donated can't be brought on a private altar. It's anu l'dinu b'raisa, menachos, and the carbon of a nazir. Kraven b'bamas yachid can be brought on a private altar because they can be donated. If you're be mayor, if you're be mayor. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Samimi kan nazirus. No, take out nazirus from that brisa. Just say menachos can be brought on a bamas yachid, but not nazirus. So Gemara says, really? Mi ikalamad amar is the nazir lav nidav v'nidavu. Does anyone think that a nazir's carbon can't be donated? But it says, at the end of 40 years, v'yom rav shalom alamelech, Avshalom tells the king, I'm going to go and fulfill my vow that I made to God in Chevron, ki neder nader avdech, because I promised to be a nazir. My love of carbon. Isn't he saying he's going to bring the carbon of the Nazir in Chevron on a Bamas Yachid, on a private carb, on a private altar? Lo, that's referring to Ikar Nidro Amar. He's saying that the very Neder was a Neder he made in Chevron. He's going to go to a bigger Bama. Ikar Nidro in Chevron Hava. One second. The primary Neder to be a Nazir was made in Chevron. Hello, Bikshur Hava. He did it when he was in Geshur. So Rav Acha said to explain that pasuk. Vitim Rav Bar Rav Chanan. Lo halach Avshalom alahavi ksvasim mechevron. Avshalom went to bring sheep from Chevron, but he wasn't offering the sheep in Chevron, he was offering them on the primary altar in Givon. Nachan, I'm mistaken, that makes sense. The tema, if you're going to say lakuv yudaz, he went to bring karbanos. Shevuk Yerushalayim v'azal amakiv b'chevron, he's going to leave Yerushalayim and go offer karbanos in Chevron. Elamai, what does he mean? Lahavi ksvasim mechevron. Sa'ay asher nadarti l'Hashem b'chevron, it should be asher nadarti l'Hashem, I promise to Hashem mechevron from Chevron mibayalei. El Olam Sarat Lakruvi, he's going to offer it in Chevron. Look at Kakashilach, you ask, Amai Shavak Yushalayim Makr B'Chevron? Why is he leaving Yushalayim and going to Chevron? Tikshilach, you could ask, Givon, the Makom Kadoshu, why is he leaving Givon, which is the place which had the main altar? When there's a permission to bring in private altars, you can bring everywhere. So you see that the Karbanos Nazir can be brought on private altars. If they can be brought on private altars, they can be donated. So they're including the word Nidrei Chen.